What a privilege it is to have South African legend Lucas Radebe in studio today to discuss all things English Premier League as well as a bit of Chiefs. The Cadbury's ambassador doesn't hold back.
You know, with Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, it's passion. It's passion down to the bone. And I think it starts in the township. To be honest, it makes me more proud to be representing South Africa overseas and having to play in such a massive game where, I mean, the viewership is all over the world.
Who was harder to mock, Benny or Drogba?
Oh.
Enjoy the chat.
Sokala Duma Radio.
So, very exciting day in the Sokala Duma office. Today we've got South African legend, Leeds legend, Lucas Radebe. He is here with Cadbury's on a tour with the EPL trophy. Incredible to look at. Not allowed to touch, but great photographs we've all taken. And we've also sitting here with Nokutula Khumalo, who's the category brand manager, account line at Cadbury's. And we're going to ask them a couple of questions. Lucas, thank you for stopping in at the Sokala Duma offices.
No, thanks, man. Just a great atmosphere in the office. You know, it shows and it can feel the atmosphere of sports atmosphere, which is absolutely brilliant. But thank you for having me.
The Sokala Duma readers would be very angry with me if I didn't take this opportunity to ask you a couple of very difficult questions. The first being, obviously you're at Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
Before you went over to Leeds United, and you actually scored more goals for Kaizer Chiefs than you did Leeds. I think it was five at Chiefs and three at Leeds, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Question to you though, Kaizer Chiefs, obviously a massive brand in South Africa and on the African continent. Where was there more pressure wearing the jersey? A Kaizer Chiefs jersey in a Soweto derby or a Leeds United jersey in an English derby? It must be a difficult one.
And a very different
kind of pressure as well. But tell us about that.
Yeah, I think, as you know, that it's always about rivalry as well. And the pride of being the derby winners. But I think it's, you know, with Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, I think it's passion. It's passion down to the bone. And I think it starts in the township, you know, where we were born.
Sure.
And bred and obviously where we come from. And going to the stadium, it's something different. And I think, obviously, as you know, that, you know, both fans, you know, there's bad blood between the two. Sometimes ends up nice. Sometimes, obviously, ended up, you know, with a few injuries. But it's all about the spirit of the game and how passionate the fans and the players are, which is incredible. But I think with Leeds it's different because it's the battle of the roses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as well, that goes even deeper because of the passion of both cities and the colors. But to be honest, it makes me more proud to be representing South Africa overseas and having to play in such a massive game where, I mean, the viewership is all over the world.
Sure.
And which I think for us might end up on the losing side. But I think the most important thing is that at least, you know, we gave the fans what they want. And we're competing, you know, in the highest, in the top league, and with the best players. So for me, I think, I don't know if I had to choose. It's very difficult to choose, but I think I spend most of the time at Leeds, and I think I'll say Leeds United. That's
okay.
The passion.
Interesting. Fascinating. There've been a couple of players from South Africa who've tried to make a name for themselves in the English Premier League. Benny McCarthy was there. Stephen Pinner had a very good career in England.
Yeah.
Sean Bartlett, Mark Fish was there. Quinton Fortune.
Yes.
Who do you think was the most successful South African export to the English game? And you can say yourself here as well, but if you say yourself, you're going to have to give me the second most important export.
Yeah. I would say myself. I think having spent 12 years, and as you know, when the loyalty is at the game now, it's out of the window. But having stayed at one club for 12 years and played in the Champions, obvious, not winning I've missed that chance, you know.
Sure.
Hoisting that trophy. But I think staying that long and representing and captaining, you know, both Leeds and South Africa, I think for me that was That was a highlight. And I think second will be, I think, Benny McCarthy, who really have won Champions League.
Yeah. I think he's Champions League. No, it was away. But it got him in the Premiership.
Yeah. I think Benny. I think Benny had Black Ben. He was a Black Ben for a while. I think he did absolutely well.
I think he tied with Drogba that year that he scored all those goals.
Yeah, which was
interesting. Who was harder to mark, Benny or Drogba?
I think Drogba. I think okay. Benny, I'll just give him benefit of the doubt.
Why do you think there aren't more South African players making it to the EPL these days? I mean, if we look at your era, where there weren't academies as such and everyday training and hands-on that the kids have today. You look at a club like Ajax Cape Town, Wits have a fantastic development set up, Kaizer Chiefs. But for some reason, we're not getting guys into the top leagues in Europe. We're getting them into the smaller leagues. And that's where they're making a name for themselves. They're not making to the EPL. Why is that happening?
Yeah, I think we developed a culture of being comfortable where we are, I think, because of the money that's pumped in into the game, to be honest. I mean, if such young stars can play for Mamelodi Sundowns and so much, you know, I mean, it boils down to the lifestyle, to be honest.
Okay.
Because I know there's challenges going overseas, you know, obviously, in terms of settling down, you know, adapting to the game. And as well, I think you start afresh, because I think, and the passion of the game as well, I think, and the love of it, the loyalty in terms of representing a club, belonging, you know, to a club. I think that's one thing that is missing in the game today. And I think most of the players, I think they're happy enough to stay at home and that money and have all the fame they need.
Is it affecting Bafana that we're not exporting players to top leagues in Europe and they're choosing to play their football in the PSL because of the fact that the financial rewards have become so lucrative?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think as well, it's not only about maybe the financial rewards, but again, with the way Bafana is listed, especially in the world rankings, which I think it's another issue, you know, that makes it difficult for Bafana players to play, you know, in the Premier League or some of the top leagues in the world. But I mean, we've got talent. We've got talent, no doubt about it. We've got Pesitao now, who's at Club Brugge, which is standing a good chance, you know, of playing, possibly maybe getting to a bigger club. But going back to 1996. The success of that team was the brilliance and again because some of us, more actually, let's say 90% of that team, we were based abroad.
Yeah,
and I think that experience counted, because coming back, the quality of competing against the best in the world was there, so which was great.
You mentioned it earlier. You never got to lift the EPL trophy. In fact, you've probably lifted it more on this Cadbury's tour than
they can't allow me to lift it, to touch it.
But had you joined Manchester United, you would have had a good chance of lifting it. Somehow, you said no to Manchester United and Alex Ferguson. And to this day, people want to know how and why you did that.
Yeah, I think, when I first went to Leeds, I mean, I appreciate the opportunity of playing, you know, we're in the league. Even if Leeds was that team that, you know, was obviously lingering there nearly at the bottom of the league. But I think for me, that's one of the things that pushed me to stay at the club, because I felt very passionate and loved the club because of how they looked after me. And I think most of the thing is about the loyalty of the opportunity that I got at the first club. But I think again, I think if I would have gone to Man United at that time, I think it was a massive club. It is massive. And we're already winning the championship, absolutely doing very well. And I think, for me, I wouldn't have grown as I did at Leeds and make the impact that I did. I possibly would have been one of the squad members.
Sure.
But But for me, it's about culture. It was about to learn about Leeds United itself, because it's a massive club.
Sure.
And I think with the club, we've made some great ground, and we've put the club where it was never been before, especially, you know, playing in the Champions League semi-final, UEFA Cup, you know, finishing third, and bring that glory days at Allen Road, which was absolutely magnificent.
Okay. Ferguson was known to call a lot of his transfer targets back in the day because he was Alex Ferguson, and sometimes it wasn't a monetary thing, it was the fact that Sir Alex called me up. How close did you get to actually speaking to him? Did he actually ever call you, or was it a club to club discussion?
Actually, the manager David O'Leary called and set me down a bit and showed me the offer, and it was up to me actually, because I don't think the manager would have called, because then it would have been wrong.
Sure.
Before talking to the club, and obviously it was a great opportunity for Leeds United,
right?
You know, in terms of the money, but I felt, you know, that I belong, you know, to Leeds United, because I felt that there's a lot of potential in where we're heading with the club.
Pogba for United.
Wow.
Recently came in for some racist abuse on social media. Are you surprised it still exists in world football? Is it sad to see that after so many years of trying to stamp that out, that it still exists?
You know, it's surprising, because I think it's one of the top leagues in the world. You know, you think that it's something that the players won't experience. But, I mean, I've experienced once at Leicester.
Sure.
At some point. And to be honest, it hurt me. And because I don't think that we deserve, especially, you know, from Africa or black players, you know, to be treated in that way, I think the fair opportunity and what we bring to the game was absolutely different. And for me, it's a sad part, but seeing most of the players, even the black English players, the white players, getting involved in the project called Kick Racism Out of Football,
yes,
it was very encouraging to see that at least it's been taken seriously.
You've said that you would only ever manage Leeds United or Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana job is available again. Has your CV been submitted?
Not really, because I think I've had a little bit of a change of mind in terms of coaching, because of the structures that we have. Because having served a few years in the technical committee, I came to realize what is the downfall for the success of the coaches, which is the structures which where I probably prefer, you know, to get involved in making sure that we can actually get be reliable and bring consistency in bringing success, you know, in Bafana Bafana.
Tell us about your role as the ambassador for this particular campaign, Cadbury's campaign, who are now sponsors and aligned with the EPL. What's the objective of this exercise? What are you actually here to do?
Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be partnering, you know, as a face and ambassador for Cadbury, which they've partnered with the Premier League, you know, with as a snack partner, which is absolutely fantastic, because now that means we get an opportunity, you know, to bring the trophy, the Premier League trophy in the country. You know, I mean, when I first saw the trophy on Monday, I mean, I was so excited, and I was thinking, I mean, is this what the fans are feeling all the time, you know?
Sure.
And for us, with Cadbury being here, it's all about the fans, all about the Premier League loyal following. So just to give them a little bit of a taste of what it's like, and again to give them an opportunity, hopefully, you know, once they get to win, you know, and play in the competition, you know, get an opportunity to go and watch a live Premier League game, which is absolutely fantastic. I mean, obviously, you know, to stand a chance, you're going to have to buy the bars, the four bars, you know, that are listed. I know Noctula has the name, which Crunchy is there as well, Lunch Bar,
PS, and Five Star.
And Five Star, which is great, because then inside those, I think that's when you find, you know, that unique code.
Okay.
Where you can send it, and then you stand a chance of going to, I don't know, no, to one of those majestic stadiums and occupy one of those seats where you can see those players' life.
It's a chance of a lifetime. And Knox, if we can throw it over to you, just to make sure for our listeners' sake, Khumalo, famous surname, any relation to Doctor?
Not at all.
Okay. The Orlando Pirates fans will now buy chocolates from you.
Somehow they did.
Knox, why Lucas? We've got guys like Stephen Pinner, Quinton Fortune, a lot of names, but you've chosen Lucas, the chief, Rue, the legend. Why him?
I think Lucas for us was a perfect fit because we know he's actually played the game as a Leeds player. And so that then made it a perfect fit in terms of his experience playing. And so when we were looking at who should be the face, that was something that was key for us. And having chosen him now, we know that he is the perfect fit for us. He's humble. The fans love him. He's a legend. He's a South African legend. Until today, the people still love him, and he's been absolutely great to work with.
Why is South Africa an important territory for you to grow the EPL brand and for you to grow the Cadbury brand? Just tell us a bit about South Africans and the EPL. Why this whistle stop tour? What's important about South Africa to you?
Obviously, we operate in South Africa, so South African consumers will always be important to us. In doing our research, we did see that the Premier League is watched by over 3 billion consumers. So we wanted to tap into that and to also tap into our consumers' passion points. So that's really where the fit is in terms of, we know that football is one of the biggest sports in the world. Couple that with the Premier League and the viewership, and then bring that home into our space, which is, we obviously are a brand, and how do we do things that make sense and engage our consumers?
Okay, just to clarify the mechanics of this competition, if you can just talk us through the user experience, how do the guys actually get involved and make sure that they eventually book this ticket to an EPL game?
So the mechanics of the campaign are really easy. All consumers have to do is buy any two of the participating bars. That would be a lunch bar, a five-star, a PS or a crunchy. And then inside there will be a unique code, and then you dial *120*101112#, and that's how you enter. So buy any two participating bars, and then you use your unique code that's inside the pack, and you dial *120*101112#. And if you don't remember that, you can go onto our website, www.cadburyfc.co.za.
Okay. And when, so from the time of entering, I go enter today. When is the prize? When is the actual trip?
So, okay, maybe I forgot to mention, in between people entering now and the grand prize reveal, we have weekly prizes. So we want to make sure that we're spreading the love across the campaign, because it started on the 1st of August and it ends on the 30th. So around early October, we're going to then announce who wins the grand prize. So it's 3 lucky consumers who get to win double tickets.
Fantastic. Lucas, I know you're a busy man. And you got lots of chocolate to eat.
I've had enough.
So we're going to let you go. Yeah. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. Soccer Duma readers really appreciate it. Yeah. Knox, thanks for your time as well.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Cool.
Yeah, no, thanks, Clint. It's a pleasure.
Soccer Duma Radio. Soccer Duma Radio.